The candidates are heading into the home stretch in the race to be Alaska's next governor. And you've probably heard a lot about Democratic candidate Mark Begich's career as a U.S. senator and Anchorage mayor. Begich talks less often about what he's been doing for the past 4 years. Since losing his re-election bid in 2014, he's run a consulting company that's been hired by unions, tribal groups, and businesses. Begich's work has allowed him to stay active in the same worlds of public policy and politics that he lived in as a senator and mayor. But as Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it also could present conflicts if Begich is elected governor.
Lloyd Miller is an attorney and lobbyist for Alaska Native and American Indian tribes. Some of his work is pushing Congress to pass bills, which, as everybody knows, is not exactly an easy thing to do. One thing that could make Miller's job a lot easier, he works with former U.S. Senator Mark Begich. And if he asked Begich to call up some of his former colleagues in the Senate to urge them to vote for the bills Miller wants passed,
he'd say, absolutely not. I can't do that, and I'm not going to do that. He couldn't do it for 2 years, and then he wouldn't do it for since then because he did not want to be involved in lobbying.
Yeah, tough break for Miller. Federal law bars ex-senators from lobbying their old colleagues for 2 years. And, like Miller says, after that window ended, Begich decided not to register as a lobbyist, even though it probably would have been lucrative for him. One thing that Begich can and did do, however, is give other people advice about how to lobby U.S. senators. And Miller's firm paid Begich's company at least $20,000 last year for that kind of work, according to Miller and Begich's financial disclosure. Here's how Miller described it in the case of a hypothetical Senator Smith.
What he would do is he would tell me, to me, what Senator Smith is most interested in are issues A, B, and C. Defense, health care, those are his two issues. Well, if you can find a way to somehow make your issue an issue that makes sense within his frame of reference, defense or health care, you'll probably have a better shot at convincing him. But that's up to you. You've got to pull together your arguments, and then you've got to meet with his staff, and then try to get a meeting with Senator Smith. I can't do any of that for you.
In total, Begich's company had 17 paying clients last year, generating at least $885,000 in income for the firm, according to his financial disclosure. Its largest individual source of revenue was a Washington, D.C. law and lobbying firm called Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, Schreck. Brownstein has dozens of accounts, from Walgreens to Amazon to MGM Resorts. Neither Begich nor Brownstein will say which clients he worked with. What business Begich's firm, called Northern Compass Group, did for clients in Alaska is more clear. Northern Compass researched Alaska renters insurance law for Widener apartment homes, which has more than 5,000 units in the state, a Widener spokesman says. The firm worked for Chugach Electric Association on the Anchorage Co-op's proposed merger with a municipal utility, and it advised Planned Parenthood in its fights with Congress and the Trump administration, a spokesman says. Begich wouldn't agree to talk about the details of his consulting work, but here's how he described it generally in an interview with Alaska Public Media.
It was varied. Every day. Sometimes I'd be traveling to some place in Alaska, meeting with a potential new client or talking to people about a client. Or we'd be just, you know, the team would be doing other projects related. So very eclectic.
If Begich is elected governor, he's almost certain to face decisions that will affect the companies, unions, and organizations that have been paying him. This year, for example, the governor had to decide to sign or veto a bill to protect Alaska Native corporations from having to pay to clean up land that was contaminated when they received it from the federal government. One of Begich's clients is Sitnasauk Native Corporation, and it was pushing for the bill's passage, according to a report it later filed with state regulators. Asked how Begich would handle situations like that if he's elected, his campaign manager says his office and the entire administration would be, quote, held to the highest ethical standards, following all laws and state regulations. She says details of Northern Compass Group's continued operations and Begich's ownership stake would be worked out after the election. Anchorage Independent Representative Jason Gren, who pushed ethics reforms in the legislature for the past 2 years, says that if he's elected, Begich needs to be transparent and accountable about his relationships with his former clients.
You know, I don't think anyone should be disqualified at all, but just because they've been successful in the past. But the recentness and the vastness, I just think, he should understand that people are going to be maybe perhaps more critical than governors in the past, you know, who had a law firm or had other business dealings. And he should be sensitive to that and take the steps needed to show these aren't going to inject themselves into his best vision for Alaska.
Begich's opponents have also questioned his loyalty to Alaskans' interests by describing his work for the past 4 years as lobbying. But that label isn't accurate. Lobbying has a specific definition under federal law. After his 2-year cooling off period, if Begich wanted to directly influence members of Congress on legislation, he would have had to formally register as a lobbyist. He hasn't done that. What he can do is give advice to other people who are lobbying and trying to influence Congress. That's become a pretty common thing for former government officials, and good government groups are critical of the practice. They say it's a way for ex-lawmakers to monetize the experience they developed during their careers in public service. But Miller, the tribal lawyer and lobbyist, says there's a big distinction between what Begich can do and what a registered lobbyist does. He says it's very different to advise lobbyists on how they should approach members of Congress versus picking up the phone and making those calls yourself.
I mean, it's not a line. It's a river because there's such an enormous gap. I would have loved, he's such a great advocate, I would have loved for him to actually become a registered lobbyist because he would be great at it. He would be super at it.
And he would probably, you would probably pay him a lot more if he could do that, correct?
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't afford him. People like him who become registered lobbyists seriously earn $1 million, $2 million more a year in Washington, D.C.
Begich's campaign manager says he isn't interested in lobbying and never has been. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.